You're listening to the Motor Mouth.
Well, that's quite an intro. Thank you very much. Well,
we're thrilled to be part of with you guys.
You know, after that introduction,
Motor Mouth,
I really don't know what I'm going to say.
Motor Mouth Radio is next is television because they're really good looking guys.
We were the outlaws from New York, and right, I love that right. line.
Motor Mouth.
And of course, I thought of you guys right away.
Professor Ray, you sound like my wife.
Yeah. They want us to have like electric cars that run into people.
Forgot what I was going to talk about.
Motor Mouth.
I'm still having those brain farts lately.
You want to call this guy? It might be very good for your show when you got nobody coming in.
Our trained staff of two will help.
Hey, I hear you are speaking about German cars. It's my man Hans there.
Yeah, Hans, it's me.
Quite frankly, there are better things to do with your time.
If you free yourself from the idea that it has to have perfect paint and be flawless, you get a lot done.
That sounds like the cars I drive on the street.
My remark is going to be strange. Can you use me on your show?
Yeah, I want to know what the is wrong with my car.
Oh, I can turn a wrench. That's why he's married to me.
You guys are dialed into the local community.
Vote him out.
That's what the car culture is all about.
I put a wrench on them, and they pop right out.
Oh, you're dead now.
Yeah, I know. Right?
That's it. I'd be throwing salt over my shoulder, going chopping the feet off of rabbits.
Yeah, exactly.
There are answers, sometimes correct ones, and we may have them.
Motor Mouth Radio, 90.3 FM, WHPC.
Motor Mouth!
This is Motor Mouth Radio, your one-hour automotive talk show.
Alrighty, this is Motor Mouth Radio, your one-hour automotive talk show, right here on Long Island. I'm Chris Switzer, in for Ray Guarino. And I just can't...
Al, you know?
Just can't believe I'm sitting here.
Sitting on the doorstep, tin cup in hand.
And of course...
Buddy, can you spare some air conditioning?
This show would not be complete without introducing the co-host of this fine establishment, the man who has come down from the mountain... The man who comes down to speak automotively to the townspeople.
Oh, come on. I fell out of bed and rolled. Let's cut the crap.
The man who is known to the townsfolk as Obi-Dan Kenoli. The man who I have to address anytime I have an automotive problem with, please, can you help me?
Oh, Chris, you make it sound so pathetic. It is like, yo, come on, can you give me a hand with this? I'm sweating here.
The co-host of this fine show called Motor Mouth Radio, it's Joe D. How are you, my brother?
Oh, I'm ecstatic because I finally get to have a little bit of a reunion with my radio mentor. I mean,
who's Ray, that, Rob?
Well, I mean, you actually taught me all that radio stuff. I mean, Ray and I were always the tech guys, but you know that how to speak clearly.
Yes, and concisely.
And concisely. That was you.
As soon as I could figure out how to do it, I'll gladly let you know. Well, you taught me schming.
Schming!
And I taught you radio, which is pretty much the same.
Yeah, pretty much. You end up having to wipe it off one way or the other. But that's pretty much it.
So where's Ray? Someone tells me,
you know, I was
Ray?
Trying to find the sound clip of the Beverly Hillbillies because he's off in the... Like one of them Appalachian states there with, you know, he's taking banjo lessons from what I understand.
I heard he wants to be the king of Tennessee. That's what I heard.
Yeah, yeah.
He's self-appointing himself.
Yeah, that and had a trailer hitch put on the car so that way he could bring back a tank or a Jack Daniels.
Oh,
for us.
Wow. You know? That or a very old appliance. Something on someone's porch, I'm assuming.
Oh, well, yeah, you know, that copper, you know, between the copper and the aluminum tubing, you know, how much plumbing you could run in a car, fuel lines, whatever. You know, the alky vehicles. Or whatever. But every once in a while we got to catch him a break, you know, and this is one of it. And you, thank God, showed up because the board over here, that's that thing that looks like the transporter in Star Trek.
Yes.
I can't run this thing.
Come on, neither can I. I've totally forgotten. I had to get refreshed by Robin.
I tried touching it and my hair actually went back to its old, like, kind of sticky, frizzy thing. The ponytail holder is definitely working overtime right now, you know?
Sounds like any given Saturday night for me. that's pretty much it.
How is it out in the wilds of Connecticut?
Oh my gosh, it is incredibly quiet.
Right? And now you're back here.
And now I'm back here doing this.
Yeah.
Well it's funny.
Well, that'll teach you.
Well, Ray sent me an email and said basically that he was going
Joe
away.
Joe needs help.
Right. He's going away, and either he can play a repeat of you guys, or I can come in and fill in. And I went, I don't like repeats. You know that. I don't like playing a repeat. So I said,
yeah, you don't even like when I start up. so yeah, forget repeats. A whole hour of repeat. No, forget it.
So I said, no. I said, all right, I'll do it. And Ray went, what? He says, he's going to say yes. He's going to do this.
Yeah, so you freaked him out over there a little bit, you know?
So I said, all right.
So yeah, today's another first too, because we're trying Facebook Live. So,
oh, nice.
As a matter of fact, you could see the microphone in my eyes. So, and then... There's Chris over there, because we're trying all this high tech stuff, and believe me, I am not the right person to be touching this.
So basically, we're really high tech now. Motormouth Radio is super duper high tech. As far as I'm concerned, I lost my piece of paper here. Where?
Yeah. You have paper. Yeah. That's
yes.
It.
We have motormouthradio.com.
And that one's not even rolled.
Right. We have that, and we have
iHeartRadio. We have radio.com.
There's a tune-in app for WHPC.
It also links up with the website too. So you don't have to stand up on the roof with a coat hanger.
Yeah, like
you know
the
what
old
I mean. And try to get. I used to have to do that stuff to get you guys when I was a mere listener, or I would have to pull my car in the exact spot in the driveway, or like halfway up the hill or something like. But now you can find this live online, or you can catch the recorded shows. You know, just in case it's a little too much on a Sunday. You know, after your sufficient cool off period, you want to try going for the listening in the comfort and safety of your own living room or whatever.
The comfort and safety.
Yes, exactly. Relatively speaking, because sometimes it can be scarring.
Mm, it sure
can. You know, I mean, after hanging out with you guys for, I mean, I know you guys what, like five, 7 years
I
now.
I have found
Maron.
Yeah, 5-7 years. I found a CD of a show where you were the guest, and it was 2009.
Really? That long ago?
That long ago.
Oh, the blackouts are getting worse.
Yeah.
That's right. That
2009.
Was, Howie the Big Man kind of met us up there. Yeah.
Exactly.
That 2009.
It's amazing how the threads of the network come together. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, the spider web of it, interrelationships and whatnot.
Yes.
It's like, hey, I know these guys with the radio show. You want to come on? I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. Next thing I know.
Yeah, it was great because you walked in like the most skeptical individual I have ever seen. Like, you were like, all right, what is going on here? What is this? What is radio?
Who are you guys?
Exactly.
Who are you guys?
You never heard of us.
Right.
And anything that Howie tells you, you probably go, whatever.
Yeah, I know. Well, I actually took that stuff about that's okay, no one's listening. I actually took that literally. So basically, after that, then the rest is kind of history.
That is true.
But as far as learning how to radio, I'm going to call it to radio.
Right. Learning how to radio.
Yes, I mean, I watched you for a couple of years there, and between and just kind of watched the back and forth between you and Ray, which to this day I actually run into people because people. We were talking before about this off air, and you asked me if anybody recognized me. I'm like, nah, not really. And then I'll say something or whatever, hanging out with car people. Like, are you that guy? Are you that guy? Yeah, I'm like, I might be that guy. It depends on which guy you're talking about.
Right. No, that guy. Not the other guy. That guy.
Oh, look, the flashy thing.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to run behind the shop bench. That way you can catch it.
All right.
We want the shop bench back by the way.
Yes, the shop bench. 516-572-7444. Zero is the phone number to get a hold of us here at Motormouth Radio.
You remembered all the numbers.
Yes, I'm shocked and amazed. We're going to go to the phones, go to the fun, and say, hi, you're on with the Motormouths.
Hello, is this Chris?
This is. Who am I speaking to?
Marilyn.
Miss Marilyn.
The clock lady.
I missed you so much.
Clock.
How are you?
I'm good. It was so good to hear your voice. I pulled over. I'm on the side of the road. I had to find shade.
Oh, good. We're messing
just so
traffic
I could say
up
hello.
Now. Oh, that's great. Great.
It's great to hear your voice. How have you been? Everything good? I mean, hey, we're just doing the show.
Everything's great. I hope that you're enjoying, you know, your stuff. I'm still with the diesels. I have trouble with this and that.
The Ford van is still running?
It's still going, man. She's going.
You know, it's so funny.
Thank God.
I can't remember the board, but I do remember you have a Ford diesel van. I mean, that's...
I have a Chevy.
Chevy, I'm sorry.
Chevy Ford, same story. Yeah,
I remember that thing, sure.
Didn't you have a Ford van? At one time?
I did, yeah.
Oh,
well,
okay.
Somebody did.
No, you ain't
Pete
that
probably
big, Chris.
Had a Ford van.
All
Pete
right.
has the Ford vans. I have the Chevy van.
Okay, because I remember you calling one time about a Ford van.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's like very, very well could have been me.
And like
yes,
I said,
I'm guilty of all diesels.
But I can't remember trash day. Can't remember to take the pails out in front of the house.
But remember what cars people have.
Right.
Yeah, you walk into a party. Hey, you're the guy. You're the lady with the van.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you had
the crazy lady. Right. Does clocks too. Cuckoo.
Well,
cuckoo.
Marilyn, it's so good to hear your voice. Thank you so much.
It's good to hear from you too. And you enjoy the day. And I hope you get a lot of good questions to answer.
Well, thank you.
Alrighty,
hopefully once we can answer.
Enjoy your day. Bye.
Take
bye-bye.
Care. Bye-bye. 516.
You're pulling over people from the road.
516-572-7440 is the phone number to get a hold of the almighty Joe D. And, of course, myself in for Ray.
Yes.
So,
I'm sure there are many questions out there. Like, look, we're flashing again.
Yeah, and by the way, I think what's Ray doing? He's getting his steel-toed sandals probably resold or something like
That's part of it. And basically, it's that and mule training. Mule training.
Back to the phones. Back to the fun. Hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Chris and Joe D.
Yep. That's us. Guilty.
Center. Hey,
what's
welcome back for the guest shot.
Hey, thank you, Bob. It's good to be back. How are you?
I'm well. I had inquired about your departure, and they said you were fine, which is cool.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, look at me. It's fun, so, yeah.
I'm glad you came back because Kim was running out of glue to keep that place together. I'm telling you, man, she must be stressed.
Hey, Bob, I meant to ask you, who was the Motormouth Radio Person of the Year? I did not get that from you. I thought we kind of skated that issue, if I remember correctly. Because I do listen.
Right. And I had been a little delinquent because I was taking care of some issues in the South.
Okay.
I had suggested the gentlemen that do the car fair, I think was at Bald Hill, and all their donations, all the proceeds went to a charity for, I believe, the Wounded Warrior.
Right. Okay.
That's who I suggested, and I stood by it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, I mean,
there was someone.
The guys, you know, I mean, think about that. They donate all that money.
Oh, so. No, totally. No, anyone that does any sort of charitable work, we totally support here, and you know that. And, you know, you got to hand it to them because they're taking their own time to do that sort of thing. And it's always a blessing for them, and we always love to champion that. I'm part of this.
And Christian,
you are part of this.
Part to that.
Hey, minute.
You know, he and Joey D, when they get together with Ray, I mean, they're just a wealth of information on...
they are.
On the day. So my question to you is, and I'll leave you with this.
Okay.
So what I ask every of all the guests, what's your current build?
Wow.
And
I would say dad bod.
Something,
Or
you're still driving what you had built.
Yeah.
And have you gotten any speeders up in Connecticut? They're brutal up there, man.
Let me tell you, when I still drive my old police car. And now that it has Connecticut plates on it, it's almost quote unquote legitimate. Even though we do not imitate anybody on the road. That's a no-no.
Right.
But we still drive the 55, and it is so nice when people kind of move out of your way.
Respect.
They do have respect up there, which is something that I pretty much appreciate and cherish. So, but yeah, it's something I like, and I'm still doing it. So it's a good thing. It's a very
great.
Good thing.
Well, look, it's really nice having you back, and I wish you and yours only the best. And thanks for doing the guest shot.
Thanks, Bob. That is great. It's great being here, and it's good talking to you. I hope to talk to you soon.
I wish you well. Bye-bye.
Right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Wow, it's getting to be old home week here,
huh? Yeah, 516-572-7440. We're playing the old music here.
I know. I find myself riding.
We're riding over the... we're talking over the music right now. It's an old sort of top 40 trick.
Yes.
Talking over the music here.
That's that radio stuff.
516-572-7440. And you know what other malarkey I'm going to bring back?
Malarkey?
Yes, the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. I'm going to dust that off, too.
Right.
Yeah. Here it is. If you're part of the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour, Joe, if you dropped something in your carburetor while the engine was running, if it popped out of your hand and got sucked in, you're part of the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. Now let's see if we can get through this stop set without any major surgery.
Yeah, I want to know what the is wrong with my car.
You have a short in your horn.
Motormouth Radio, 90.3 FM, WHPC.
Hi, folks, I'm Mel Tillis, and you ain't gonna believe this.
Hi, this is Wanda Jackson.
Hi, this is Loretta Lynn.
Hi, neighbor. This is Charlie Leuven.
Hi, everybody. This is Bobby Bear.
Hello, everybody. This is Ronnie Millsap.
Hello, friends. This is Mike Wiseman.
Hi, this is Lynn Anderson.
Hello, friends. This is Jim Ed Brown.
Hi, friend. This is Charlie Pride.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skagg.
And this is Michael Anthony. Join me and my legendary friends as we travel down Old Country Road. That Sunday evenings from 8 to 10. We'll pick you up at the next corner. Why don't you join us as we head down Old Country Road for miles and miles and miles right here on 90.3 WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College.
Yeah, I want to know what the is wrong with my car.
You have a short in your horn.
Motormouth Radio, 90.3 FM, WHPC.
I love that riff.
They're off like a...
And I know people with shorts in their horn. And I know people with horns in their shorts.
We're off with...
And let me tell you, it hurts. Ba-dum-bum.
Off with a powerful thud here at Motormouth Radio.
You mean this? Thud,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Chris Infrared, Joe D.
And you can watch us on Facebook Live, make us complete idiots of ourselves. I don't know. I propped the iPad up. I'm going to try this a little while longer and see how this goes. And, you know.
516-572-7440 on Facebook Live. We found out we can't hear the callers, but we're going to figure it out.
I will do sign interpretation.
There is a way. There is a way. If I remember correctly, there is a way, but it involves getting under the table here. So we're not going to do that right now. You'll never get up.
No.
No.
The chiropractor is off duty right now, so no.
Well, Bob asked before we took a break, Bob had asked about what I was driving and what I'm doing.
What are you driving?
I still have the TR6. And actually, last night was the first night, and I can't tell you how many years, that I went and took it to a cruise night.
Really?
Yeah.
It actually runs?
Oh, yeah, totally.
My God.
Oh, and it runs. Let me tell you, and I'm going to say this once, and I'm never going to say this again. Joe, it runs really good.
All right, Salt, rabbit's feet, let's go.
It runs really good.
Knocking wood.
I was driving this thing. Now, mind you, I spent one entire day on it. What I did was I just went through the whole engine, stem to stern, went and adjusted the carburetors, adjusted the timing, went through the whole thing. I also changed, there's some sort of pollution valve. It's some sort of gasoline relay. I'm not kidding.
Gasoline relay.
It sits right next to the radiator. I wish I had opened up the book and came up with the original name for this thing.
Sounds like some type of thermal thing.
It's part of the pollution control device because it runs to the canister and then it runs off the canister and it runs into the carburetor some way. But that was slowly failing and slowly dying. And because of that, everything on the engine it would always fall out of adjustment. And I thought it was just good old
It screwed the mixture up.
I thought it was good old British technology at its best. That's what I was figuring.
Yeah. I would figure it didn't leak. That's strange. Usually British stuff leaks.
Well, this is what happened. If the bottom of it popped out, the diaphragm dried up, and gas started to pour out of
from the front.
Yeah. Well, that's why I replaced it.
It was practicing leaking before that.
How many times have you looked at a vehicle and see gasoline pouring out where the radiator is?
That's pretty good. I see a lot of stuff, but that's a good one.
That doesn't happen.
No, except to you.
You do it. You do the slow.
Except to you.
Where you do the slow back away. The car's possessed.
All right. Yeah. You call the priest and say, you want to get a look at this? Yeah. Yeah. I understand. Yeah.
So this is basically what I had to deal with until I saw what that part was. Mind you, $100 Right. Went and ordered it from who knows, Moss Motors. I don't even remember who I ordered it from.
Right.
But went and ordered it and put it in. The car, Joe, is rock solid.
No kidding.
Rock solid.
So when you ordered it, how'd you order it? Like, como se llama on the...
Basically it. That was basically it. Took a picture of it, sent it. They sent me another one. Looks brand new.
Not bad.
Good. It was great.
I guess they're used to that over there.
So, yeah. It was not, so this is... I installed that, set the car up once that was installed. It has been a rock ever since.
Wow.
So now that's, I went back and forth to the cruise night, went to Bill's Drive-In.
Oh.
In glorious Monroe, Connecticut, I may add.
Monroe, Connecticut.
Scenic.
A hot spot.
Downtown Monroe, Connecticut. Anyway.
So all three people showed up. Okay. Two of them with cars.
I was one of two foreign cars.
I told you.
Everybody, there was like a dozen old caddy convertibles.
Oh, you were in your glory.
And me and my cousin's got a nice Camaro, small block, a 67 SSRS. Very nice.
Nice.
Both of us were together, and there was a guy across from us
that
had a Morris Minor.
Oh, okay.
Yes, a Morris Minor.
Wow.
Which is kind of cool. It wasn't so bad.
Sure. I mean, that's not bad. You were actually in the foreign contingent.
I was.
Did you find yourself being mysteriously drawn towards the Cadillacs?
Of course.
Where your genetic material just kind of dragged you over there?
Of course.
Well, hey, yeah, I know.
But these guys think that they have gold now. I mean, this one guy,
no mind
you, it was very nice. It was a 56 coupe convertible. It was very nice. It was black, red interior. It had all the goodies in it, pretty much all the goodies in 1956. And the guy said, I'll take 80 grand for the car. And I was
80
like,
80 grand?
Whose favor are you doing, 80 grand? I was like, are you kidding me? Thank you very much. Goodbye. And I walked away. I was like, that was it. I was done.
80 grand? See, what the heck is wrong with these people?
But it was almost like a favor. Like a joke for you. For you, I'm going to take 80 grand. I was like, come on.
Yeah. Okay, so you're going to not take the pint of blood, too. Is that what you're telling me?
The pound of flesh.
I think it's gone to their heads up there. Are they putting something in the ice cream or something?
Yeah, it must be. Well, all of these cars, it's amazing how all of these cars are garaged. All of these cars are driving on fairly smooth roads.
Mm-hmm.
All of these cars, they're just well-maintained. When you get on a road up there, the car shifts like, and now you're doing your 30, 40 miles an hour. You never mm-hmm. touch the brake. The car is running at a certain speed. The transmission is locked in whatever gear it's in. Maybe you go up and down a couple of hills, but it's not like the severe conditions that we deal with here.
Obviously not a Queens or Brooklyn car, because that would be like, you get in the car, tire smoke,
right?
Three potholes,
right?
A 90-degree drift. You know, a quick brake check before you go off the side of the LAE. Yeah. No, of course, yeah. Our cars are so much better shape. Our cars are tested tough.
Oh, totally. Someone said to me, what are extreme conditions? They talk about, like, you know, the Sears battery starts these cars in extreme conditions. What's an extreme condition? What we are dealing with in the boroughs, what we're dealing with, what you guys are dealing with. what's this wee stuff?
Well, you guys.
There's no mouse in my pocket. What you guys are dealing with.
Yeah, maybe that guy on the phone is one of us guys.
I'm on the rolling hills. 516-572-7440. Back to the phones. Back to the fun. Hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths. Chris is in for Ray and Joe.
Yeah, this is Franz. Is Hans there?
Yeah. It's good to hear you.
Yeah, you stupid Americans, that's your problem, you see. You don't know. See,
yeah, we're smart,
you know, the grand engineering with all, that's the problem.
Yeah, so I know.
I'm sitting here in Geneva, I'm watching you now. Yeah, it's very interesting on your blog thing that you're doing.
Yeah, I pushed the right button. I was very impressed with myself. Yeah, I had Helga come
in.
Yeah,
so I got to actually see you gentlemen in the flesh. It's very interesting.
Well, you see, we really do exist. We are not computer generated. You know, so people think we are actually holograms, but we're not. I am flesh and blood, see?
So how's your Justin doing today? Is everything in the right order? Is your lubrication good? Is it all good now?
Oh, that's
is your lubrication good?
Okay.
Thank you, doctor.
I know.
But... yeah, because I see that, you know, perhaps there might be some need. You know, please don't go under the desk unless Joseph has a smile on his face, okay?
I thought we were going to keep that between us.
So how is Sunny Florida? You're going to introduce Anthony, please.
Anthony, my former partner, always the other half of my brain, who now takes care of all those folks in Florida that can't tell which end of a screwdriver to hold without putting their eye out.
No boy.
And just forget about things like scan tools and multimeters. But we are always together mentally. And access on the word mental, you know, so it's okay.
Anthony, why German cars? And how did you get such a good accent?
He likes to hurt himself.
Many years of practice, especially being with Joseph. You should have been there back in the day when we had the shop. It was hysterical when things would come in.
Yeah.
Basically, if a German car came in, Joseph made the sign of the cross and said, okay, I'm not dealing with this right now because I don't need a breakdown.
Yeah, and that was the 90s before they really got stupid, too.
Yeah. So, you know, that was the whole joke. It was like if something came in that, you know, wasn't, you know, like an American brand or whatever, it was like he just looked at me and I said, okay, sweetheart, no problem. You don't need a migraine today. I'll take care of it.
Yes. So, Anthony's good like that because I just couldn't handle that stuff. I mean, give me American cars. Give me Cadillacs.
Yeah.
Give me Cadillacs. Give me Lincolns. Give me Toyotas. No problem. Chevys, whatever. But I never really could get that whole German mindset.
So, Anthony, thankfully. Did you hear the promo that I played at the beginning of the show?
No, I actually didn't, but I got Joseph's message that he was on, and the minute I saw the live thing, I was like, oh, I got to check this guy's, you know, these guys out and see what's going on.
You've
made the promo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very nice. You know, it's the thing. I'm loving it.
Yeah. Now you can tell all your friends down in the community that your personality up here in New York.
Yeah, and just so that you know, I know it because it's American. You know, you're not used to such things as European, but the TR6 is what you're encountering. It's actually part of your thermostatically controlled choke. I just want you to be aware of that.
The choke was on him.
Yes, don't do it on air. It's not becoming of you.
Anthony, thank you so much, my brother.
Hey, could you imagine we actually?
Yeah, you guys have a good show, man. I'm tuning in, so keep it up.
Thanks, right. Man. Appreciate it.
Have a good one, guys.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
516-572-7440.
Well, 5 years of my life, 10 years of therapy. Right there.
German cars are really, really that bad.
Yes and no.
Okay.
Actually, as far as Anthony's concerned, no. As far as I'm concerned, yes. That's because you can't go into the good old laptop and look up wiring diagrams and, you know, flowchart and how things work and stuff like that. So, you know, I get frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
But then once somebody explains it to me, I'm like, oh, it's the same thing as a blah, blah, you know, and it's like every other frigging car.
I do remember that conversation. I remember Anthony saying something about patience. It's like you need a ton of patience.
I mean, I have a lot of patience, but like this is, some of us are more twisted than others, you know, and we know who we're talking about here. So they get that stuff more.
Got it.
But and because, I mean, you know, anybody who has to recalibrate a sunroof for 28.4 seconds. You know what I mean?
What?
Yeah, that was when this all started because, like, he called me up. We were talking about that.
Yes.
Recalibrating the sunroof and the Benz, and it had to be, like, 28.5 seconds, and he waited 28.3 seconds, and that was the end of that. And we discussed that, you know, maybe the Germans were just being very, 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 very punctual, yeah.
Very precise.
Yeah,
very precise.
Yeah, I don't know. I know people that do those cars, and I help them. I help them with the more day-to-day, you know, American and Japanese cars, and we're all good, so it's all right. You know, I don't, it's all in your training.
It is.
As far as how, you know, what you've seen or whatever, because I have, I know somebody who works for Volkswagen for a long time, and, right. You know, Volkswagen is in there too, even though they're not a luxury car. And he just kind of smiles when I sit there and I tell him about some of the stuff I run into at the shop that they throw at me.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, that's, and I'm like, really? Where the hell were you like 3 hours ago when I was over at the shop? You know. And then again, like at Volkswagen, they had the Volkswagen Routan, which was a Chrysler minivan.
Right.
And that confounded him because everything made sense to me. So it was okay. So we ended up, you know, mutually assisting each other. And you know, I taught him how to drive a Chrysler Scantool, and he taught me how to drive a VW Scantool, and I still won't even touch that thing without wearing rubber gloves. Because, no. There are too many sweat beads, snot beads, whatever. Just, I can't go near this thing. Now, somebody get me a mop, all right?
516-572-7440. That's Joe D, the co-host.
And that's Chris S.
The fine establishment you know is Motor Mouth Radio. I am in for Ray. Ray is right now, I think he is. He's probably... he's up in the Tennessee foothills, I don't know, yodeling or something. I don't know what he's doing.
But do they yodel?
I have no clue. I don't. Not a clue, really. The things I know about Tennessee are probably second to what I know about cars.
Ah. In which case, you're a good geographist or something.
516-572-7440. The phone line is open. We're going to be coming right back at you.
They've got the tools to keep your engine roaring. It's the Motor Mouths, baby. Yeah.
90.3 WHPC reminds you that it has never been easier to vote. So, get registered, get educated, and get to the polls. No more excuses. To find your polling place, visit vote411.org. This is a public service announcement from the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
Our society has countless images, ideas, and stereotypes about change agents, people who help an organization transform by improving business processes and interpersonal interactions, whether influencing fashion, business, art, entertainment, science, politics, or law. These change agents have and continue to positively impact today's society on so many levels. Hi, I'm Natasha Nurse. I'm the owner and co-founder of Dressing Roommate, co-host of Woken Free, lifestyle editor of Plus Model Magazine, and adjunct professor at Nassau Community College, and I'm the host of Our Voices, where I highlight the amazing and dynamic work of change agents. I am proud to share the story of these business owners, coaches, innovators, and thought leaders from various industries who are eager to educate, inspire, and motivate you. Listen to Our Voices Sunday mornings at 8 or Sunday evenings at 11:30. Available as a podcast on iTunes, Android Podcasts, and Spreaker. From the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
Let the Motor Mouths help you with all your car questions at 516-572-7440.
Welcome back to Motor Mouth Radio. I'm Chris Switzer, and for Ray Guarino, who is vacationing, at least we think he's vacationing, Joe D.
He could be on another one of the missions, you know.
Yes, he could be. Ooh, one of those on assignment missions, yeah.
He does that Pink Panther thing.
So here's what I realized. That
you're out of your freaking mind to come all the way back to Long Island?
Back here and do this, yeah. And it's kind of funny because I get over the Throg's Neck and I get onto the Cross Island and everybody stops. I'm like, hey, look at me, I'm home. Made it all the way down, 95, not a problem, didn't even touch my brake. The second I get over the Throg's Neck and I get the Cross Island, I'm like, it's all dead.
Why, you people don't have traffic over there?
Well, we do, but it's only during
rush hour. It's three cars. Yeah, but
that is my town. That is
really?
My town. Oh, yeah. If we have six cars in the town at once, it's traffic jam.
My God.
It is. It's really Mayberry.
Somebody
RFK.
Has to, like, slow down and go around somebody, like, you know, grid. You know, how do you do gridlock then? That's no fun.
Would you believe? Here's how close-knit the town is. I was throwing out the garbage.
Okay.
Woman rides up with a bicycle, right? She had to be around my age-ish. We meet at the curb. She stops the bike. She looks at me and says, is there a TR6 in that garage? Now, the garage door is closed.
Okay. So now you would get in New York, I don't, I know you're going to hear your action. In New York, you would get the, What are you writing a book?
Yeah, exactly.
You want to know? What you? Who cares? Okay, go ahead. I just wanted to make sure that the New York attitude is. Go ahead. Now, what did the Connecticut inhabitants say?
I was like, yeah, there actually is one, because I'm thinking maybe she wants to buy it.
Oh, wishful thinking.
That's what I'm thinking.
After you got it running,
right? Well, it was running well. It was like one of the first few times it was running well. But I basically said, yeah, it's, and now she's telling me about hers.
Oh,
and I'm like, oh.
There's another one.
Oh. So, of course, we get into the stories, right? Now you're there. Now I'm there. I'm there next to my garbage. I'm there.
Right.
Listening to this woman tell me about her bike, and I'm there. And we're the two of us are talking around the garbage and the bike and just lofting poetically about British motoring and all that good stuff. And I'm just like, why am I here?
Why as a New
I wanted New York to kick in. I really did. I wanted to go, lady, you don't want to buy the car? I'm leaving. Thank you. Yeah. Bye. You know, I just want to walk away.
Yeah. I would have been.
Can't.
Were you still fairly new to the neighborhood there?
Yeah, pretty much.
I could have been like, is there a public urination law here? Because I got to go. So either we stop this right now or like you're going to see something you don't want to see. See? It's yeah. Starting to fade away, Chris.
Oh,
it's
it
starting
is.
To fade.
Thank God.
You've become so much more civil.
Oh, thank you very much. 516-572-7440. The phone number.
Oh, God, I missed that.
But let me tell you, this is what I've realized about this program in the last couple of years that I've watched you and Ray do a show. You and Ray do a fantastic show, and here's the reason why I've come to surmise this in my little pea brain. I used to do a top 40 show.
I'm touched.
I know. I'm serious. I used to do a top 40 Motormouth radio show. That's
right.
The way it was. It was top 40. It was loud. It was obnoxious. It was this. It was a lot of laughing.
Okay.
It was stupidity. It was talk off mic. That was the way I did the show. And basically, the way I thought about it was, for the first 14 years that we were on the air, I had y'all fooled.
Really?
Do you think I knew about cars? I broke stuff. That's what I did. I broke stuff.
Well, that's so, what car guys do. They break stuff.
I broke enough stuff that I said, I think I could do this.
Yeah, right? As long as they have fire extinguishers and 911, you can do stuff like that.
So here's what happened. This is where where Motormouth Radio has now transcended. What it did was, it went from a top 40 kind of format to a rock and roll kind of format. And this is where I'm going. Because the show is now legitimized. Because I hear you guys talking about shops.
Yeah.
Now, if you ever listen to shows going back to, 10 years ago? Ever listen to shows? We used to have like Motormouth Radio East and Motormouth Radio West.
Right.
Which used to be each of our garages. It was Ray's right. garage. It was my garage. That was it.
Yeah, now we have.
Now you guys have got.
He got the Motormouth Radio East is now a legitimate place. And
yeah.
I work at legitimate shops sometimes, and I have the CF garage.
The
CF garage used to be known as the UD.
Ah.
The CF garage has been
changed.
The acronym has been changed.
Got it.
Yeah, but.
Yes, and you would, if you keep listening, you will then realize that after a while, you'll find out how these little inside bits of information will all come together. Just keep listening.
Yeah, it's an Italian thing.
516-572-7440. Back to the phones. Back to the fun. How are you on with the Motormouths?
Yeah, hey guys, I just wanted to say a quick, this is Dan. I just wanted to say hello to you. Nice to hear you back on the radio.
Yeah. Hey, is this Dan?
Dan, you know.
Hey, how are you, my brother? How you been?
Good. How's everything going?
Good? All right, not bad. Everything is good. Everything is good. Thank you for calling in, checking in with us. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice to hear you back on.
Well,
yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, it's good to be back on.
We missed
it. You guys did a great show, you know.
Well, thanks.
I just wanted to make a comment, you know.
Sure.
And I'll tell you, it's funny, with the technology, you know, and for the first time, you know, at the airport, I've seen I have these facial readings, you know.
Sure.
Where they can pick up. I tell you, I'm just amazed, Chris, of all the technology, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's out there. I mean, it picks up, people come in, they, you know, always just scan the face, it's got all the information. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Sure.
And I tell you, and the stuff with the DMV, you know, from the license plate readers, how they can, you know, one, you know, they can pick up every car going on the parkway. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. No, you're absolutely right. The high tech, you can't get away with anything anymore, right, Dan?
It's amazing. Yeah. It is amazing. I tell you, for stuff that we used to do, and, you know, we thought it was a high tech and it had a big computer in the car. You know?
Right. It's true.
You know, it was amazing. I mean, you know, this mm-hmm. thing here, you know, these readers, where they could go in and they could read every plate. Bring up all the information, the stolen vehicle, everything. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
I was in the DMV just recently up in Norwalk, and it's kind of funny because I hand the woman all my paperwork. She scans it. She just runs it through a scanner, hands it back to me.
That's it. It's amazing. I tell you, like I said, I used it for the first time. You know, mm-hmm. one of the terminals. Not every terminal has it, you know, JFK.
Right.
And I was like, oh my, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Friend of mine's at DMV, I know a few of the guys in the upper management, and when this thing started, they were getting people, they couldn't lock up all the people they were getting for multiple licenses.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They would pick it up. You
sure.
know what I mean? It was just unbelievable. I couldn't believe how good this thing was.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, it's true. It's almost foolproof. Almost.
Yeah,
open the pod bay doors, Hal.
Technology.
Yeah.
I feel like a dinosaur. When I see you, I feel like a dinosaur. I tell you honestly.
Come on. You got to just change with the times. It's not bad. It doesn't bite.
I can't.
Come on.
My 98 Jeep, you know, which I love, and to get it, you know? And,
Oh, boy.
You know, it's crazy. But, yeah, I just wanted, you know.
Well, damn.
I just face, you know, but.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
Not like I said, nice to hear from you.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
Get back on again. Yeah?
Yes, thanks.
Thanks, man.
Okay, good.
Talk to you real soon. Be good.
Take care.
Bye-bye. 516-572-7440 is
you're
the phone.
You're dragging them out of the woodwork.
Wow.
You know, see, people remember you. And you know what? We haven't had to screen any ads like, hey, you still owe me money or none of that stuff. It's like, hey, you know that time you touched my, you know, it's like,
yeah, no.
Oh, you know, before I forget.
Yes.
You had the TR6 out.
Yes.
Did Lord Bentley make the trip?
Lord Bentley is certainly with the vehicle.
Oh, is he now?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you tell those of us who don't remember who Lord Bentley is?
Lord Bentley is the little spider that will decide to build the most elaborate web between the cement garage floor and the undercarriage of the vehicle. I don't know where this little son of a gun shows up, but he shows up and builds a nest. So if I, or a web, I should say. So when I get under that car, it's like, you know when you just walk into us, one of those thick spider webs, like,
yeah.
So I have to,
you should hire him out for Halloween parties.
I should. I'm the only guy that before I get under the car, I get the broom handle and just run it under the car. People think I'm like berserk. Like, what is he doing? He's running the broom handle on the car. So I got to break all that spider web
out. Perhaps it's the tinfoil hat that you wear while you do it. Come on, Chris. I know. I've seen that.
They're out there, Joe. They're out there.
I know. As a matter of fact, I'm surprised. Well, I guess it would interfere with the headphones. That's why it's on. Not on right now. We're blessed. We get to actually see his head, you know?
Yeah, well, the shiny part of it.
Wow.
516-572-7440. It's Country Snow right here. It's a little twangy. Chris is in for Ray.
Yes.
Ray's listening to this music right now, isn't
and
he?
Ray now has it in for us. What did you do to my show?
The number one automotive talk show on Long Island. Not after today. This is Motor Mouth Radio.
After this, we'll be number two. Okay.
And the Motor Mouth Radio on a group of the hour. Let's dust it all off, gang. People who drop something in the carburetor while the car was running.
You got a carburetor.
Yeah. I got two.
Wow. Double your fun.
Got more coming your way right
up. So you had $2 to drop.
I'm not going there.
Your car not running right? Let the Motor Mounts help you out at 516-572-7440.
Hi, this is Zach Turkel. Join me and the WHPC News team weekday afternoons at 4:30 for the WHPC News Wrap-Up. We will keep you informed on news that's happening around the world and from your own backyard. Listen weekday afternoons at 4:30, the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC, and streaming on the iHeartRadio app.
Your car not running right? Let the Motor Mouths help you out at 516-572-7440.
All righty, welcome back to Motor Mouth Radio. I'm Chris Switzer, doing my best imitation of Ray Guarino, which is not really a very good imitation at all. And
that was right.
Joe D is.
That was right. I tell you what, I'll do my imitation right. I'm going to go behind the shop bench. Folks, we dragged by. You took this. Ray used to have the shop bench. Those of us are longtime listeners. I'm going to go behind it now because we had it taken out of storage. So I'm going to go back over this way. Yeah, so you're going to lose sight of me for a little bit. But I just want to be behind the shop bench in honor of Ray.
Okay. Well, yeah, because you guys never talk about the shop bench. I used to always have Ray behind the shop bench, and I never hear that anymore.
That's because it went with you. To Connecticut.
Here's another thing that
and then somehow it managed to get sent back here. Right. Then we put it in storage.
You really painted it nice. I like the flowers.
Yeah. Those aren't flowers. Those are handprints.
Ooh.
And the larger ones
there?
Those
aren't hands.
Get out of my head. Get out of my head. Well, I mean, let's face it, the shop bench is part of the tradition of Motor Mouth Radio, of which that you formed it. And folks, just so you know, without this guy standing in front of me here, at this point to the side of me, there would be no Motor Mouth. Okay? And yeah, we've changed and we've grown. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if grown's the right
word.
We've kind of, it's more like oozed, creeped.
Seeped.
Seeped. Yeah, that's a good word. Where's the mop when you need it? But basically, this is the man who lit it all off. What was that, like?
2002.
Modern.
Yeah, 2002.
The more things I ask you, the older I feel. My God, yeah. That's
well,
right.
I remember when your son would come here. He was a kid.
That's right. You would have to prop him up on the
he was a kid.
On the tall chairs over there. Yeah. Now he drives himself. And,
oh boy, that's frightening.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's when it was. Brief history. 2002. I did the show with a gentleman. His name was Tony Trincella. He and I did the show, and then he had to drop out, and I did the show alone, which was torture. Then I met the Bronc, and if it wasn't for the Bronc. Who he put a shot in the arm in the show, and that went for a couple of years.
That wasn't your arm.
and then we had Mikey T jump in. Who was the
field biology?
Then we had Mikey T, and then we brought Ray in, and it was the four of us for a while. And that was basically a free for all. That was not the free for all that Rob.
That was a Rob's free for all.
That was free for all. Yeah, and then Mike and the Bronc dropped out. They. Well, the Bronc retired, and Mike, I think he just changed careers. So it was Ray and I, and we didn't know what we were going to do with each other with when we started to go back and forth, and we found our own. We seeked our own level. What I've realized about Ray, and this is something that I found very interesting about your co-host, the man is an avid researcher.
Yes,
avid researcher, and
yes.
It used to drive me crazy. Because Ray would research something to the death. Like, why did this part break? And he would sit there and try and figure it out. Well, was this tang? And was this? And the metal tincture? And the plastic? And this didn't hold up? Blah, blah, blah. And I'd be like, change the part. Let's go. What is wrong with you? Just don't. Who cares why it broke? It broke. Let's go. So I realized this could play to our advantage. So when Ray would diagnose a problem, he was rarely wrong, mind you, he was rarely wrong, but whenever he diagnosed a problem.
He's a true Renaissance man, that guy.
It was my job, Joseph, my job to sit here and go, come on. It was my job to do that. That's what I did. It was my job. And Ray would get like berserk. No, this is what I'm going to do. And I would just be like, come on.
I would sit there and listen to you guys for hours and go, I really wish there was a camera in the studio because I'd really like to see when Ray went to bean you with some of that stuff.
He did. He used to.
That ring and pinion must have really hurt that time.
He would throw things at me. He would get so twisted. But here's the funny thing. Because now it's like there are two men on the mountain. See, there was just one man on the mountain. Now there's two. So when you both have to sit there and deduce and cogitate and figure out what you guys are trying to solve, I'm sitting there going from my desk at home. I'm sitting there going, come on.
Was that that little, you know how your ears burn? I just thought they forgot to wipe off the headphones. But no, okay, now I understand.
I'm like, isn't anybody just saying, just swap out the water pump and let's get, fill the thing with antifreeze. Let's keep going.
Yeah.
Who cares why the oil light went and kind of ovalized? Who cares? Put a new one in. Let's go.
Well, you know, there's some of us that are just a little bit obsessive, and I am part of that, which is one reason why Ray and I get along so well.
Oh, yeah.
Is because we'll both sit there and obsess the living crap out of it.
That's what I mean. Yeah. That's what I mean. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, I want you to know something. There are times that when Ray and I work on a car together, yeah, like, say, in one of our respective places,
right,
and we're at, like, kind of an impasse as to what to do,
mm-hmm,
you know what we'll do?
What?
Should we swizz this?
I'm afraid to ask what that is.
Yeah, we pull out a credit card. We pull out a credit card. Should we go to the store and swizz this?
Throw money at it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, no, because we can, the two of us together can research something like square into the ground.
And mind you, I really do feel that between the both of you, you can both, I'd say, diagnose almost anything. I really do feel that way.
Either that or intimidate the living crap out of it.
It's the truth. It is the truth. It really is funny because when I see you walk up to a car, and I've seen you do this, you go into the rolling toolbox, and you usually pull out this case that's usually red and glowing. it's like Pulp Fiction. You pop the case and there's this glowing thing in there. Everybody goes, ooh. And you pull out this like Etch-a-Sketch looking thing with the knobs. And now you're touching and you plug. Well, first you got to plug it in. You got to violate it. You plug it in.
Oh,
and
that's half the fun.
now you're clicking and dialing and the car's going to, the car is twitching.
Love bidirectional control.
You start shutting things off. Watch me shut this off. And the car goes, duh. Car gets like paralyzed on one side. I'm hysterical. I'm like, look at this man. You command the vehicle, but like you walk up to it like Clint Eastwood, like, like guns are drawn.
You can't let the car scare you. It's a piece of metal. You can't let the car beat you.
It's like I'm watching a spaghetti western, for crying out loud, right in the parking lot.
Yeah, well, you can't let the car beat you, number one.
Well,
that's the main thing. You've proven
that.
Yeah, I know. It might get you down a couple times, but you always got to get up to the final round.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just the way that stuff goes. And actually, you forgot the part about me, about talk. I talk to myself.
You do. Yes, you do. You do talk to yourself.
I drove this guy at his shop in Bayside crazy yesterday. I was trying to find out why the AC on this Ford Edge wouldn't come on.
Right.
And I'm walking through it. I'm like, oh, okay, look at that. Your AC pressure sensor is good. He's like, would you shut up? I'm trying to bang a ball joint here. I can't hear myself think. He's on the next lift. He's on the lift next to me. He's doing something involving a crowbar. I'm like, well, let's see. The pressure's not sufficient. Oh, there you are. There's a fault in the AC control circuit. No.
You're talking to the Etch-a-Sketch. Huh?
Yes. The Etch-a-Sketch. Yeah, yeah. And we have many Etch-a-Sketches. We have black ones. We have red ones. There's all different ones.
I got it.
You know, that's why. You know, if there was one scan tool that did it all, you know, I'd just be driving the Cavalier.
Right, it's true.
But no, I mean, it just got to the point where I just got to start carrying, like, you know, I wish I could tow my house behind me sometimes. Because there are days where I have to decide what tools I'm going to put in the toolbox.
Yeah,
other tools
sure
have to come out.
Right, you know what I mean? Right, yeah.
You know, because if it's going to be like, okay, well, I'm going to do this kind of car today, I'm going to need this tool, but I'm not going to need that one there for the old Chevys, but I will need the one that does old Japanese cars or whatever the case may be.
And they all need to be upgraded as well. It's
yes.
Not like you just buy one and it'll do the cars.
It's an addiction.
Yeah.
You know, the tool companies, the tool trucks or whatever, they're as good as any drug dealer I ever met as far as that goes. It's like, here, take this. You're gonna like this. Here, you can have it. But you're gonna like this. And then, you know, 6 months or a year later, it's like, yeah, okay, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
You know you need it.
You need it now. Come on. Cars have updated.
Yeah. Fuck it over.
Yeah, cars have updated.
Yeah.
We're now OBD6.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. We got to talk about that was a question that came out with the
Bronk had spoken about a Ford T-Bird that supposedly had an OBD1 connector, even though it was a 96, so it technically would have been OBD2 car.
Okay.
Basically, there are some cars that were made. Someone asked about this through our various multimedia communications there about this. And pretty much, let me start by saying this. OBD2,
okay.
The plug. There's one type of plug, like any scan, you know, scan tools should be able to plug into it, at least get generic stuff. And it has to be, you know, the rule is, it has to be someplace where a technician squatting down should be able to see it easily.
Okay.
Okay, which...
or rolling, or laying down on the ground, or whatever.
Right, yeah, and I was like, well, some of these people who squat must take yoga. Yes. Because I'm like, because it's this like little black plug in the sea of black, or like around 900 other wires or whatever.
Sure.
And it's not that easy to find. And of course, there are exceptions to the rule. Now, Volvo, they put it in the console.
Okay.
For a few years. Right. And that was fun because when you would get down there and you're looking around or whatever, there was a little decal that said...
under the dash.
Yes. There's a sign. It was like one of the Bugs Bunny cartoons. It's like... go look here.
Right, with an arrow.
Right, exactly. I'm not kidding. And then there was... and then there's Honda.
Yeah.
Honda was like... they had the decal, too. Because they had it on the other side of the console
under
for a while.
Under the glove box?
No, actually, like, kind of, if you were the passenger, it would be by your left foot.
Oh, okay.
And other times, it would be, like, under the ashtray... and under the glove compartment or whatever. And you know what that sticker said? I got your plug right over here. You want that plug? You think you're going to probe me with that thing? I got your plug right over here.
Right here.
Yeah, so as far as that goes, OBD2, you know, if you got yourself a flashlight,
right.
You know what I mean? You should be able to find it on anything built in, say, about the last 15 years or so.
Right.
If you have OBD1, it's the Wild Wild West.
Yeah, I believe it.
Right. Now, GM stuck... as a matter of fact, I think they took the idea for where to put the plug from GM because it was always someplace pretty acceptable.
Right.
And then... but Ford, it was like they kind of put it in this little plastic housing.
I remember.
By one of the hood hinges.
Yeah.
Chrysler kind of sort of did the same thing.
I remember when it was under the hood.
And going back to my friend's Volvo, they used to have this little box that you take it off and there was a peg.
Ooh.
And you would actually have to move the peg around. What the hell was that game? Where you would pop the thing and the number would come up.
What, was it like a pinball machine?
Yeah, yeah. You would have to put the peg in different things to find out, in different holes to find out different things.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, what, are you kidding me with this? I swear, it's like IKEA instructions.
All righty. We're gonna hawk some stuff here.
Oh, we're going to hawk?
Yes. Please.
Well, go get the broom because we've got to clean up the guano then.
You know, 90.3 WHPC has a ton of fantastic programming, just like Alternative Hour, Tuesdays at 8 p.m. It's a show that focuses on music that isn't branded specifically to a genre or artist, but to an idea. That's right. Something an artist attempted that was innovative, original, or different than what gets onto the top 40 charts. What's wrong with top 40?
What is that, Shakespeare? I love the way you did that. I love your delivery.
Because that's what they wanted to do as an artist. That's what it says here.
You agree? You can still read copy with the best of them, I gotta say.
Thank you so much. It's hosted by Carpe Diem.
Carpe Diem.
He goes by Drew now.
Oh, okay, because I was saying if you look in the phone book, you'll see Diem Carpe. Okay.
And thus concludes today's Latin lesson.
Right.
Right.
Drew Diem Carpe.
Yeah, it's a good thing we're on video because like if you would have pulled out the toga I would have left. I would have had to leave.
Forsooth, young Joseph.
Yeah,
he was a good man. That Joseph.
Oh yeah. Then now I gotta go find the skull.
I get your skull. You want a skull? I get your skull.
I got one under. It's pretty thick too.
I think Ray's got one.
It's a copper that's toasted. You know.
This was a joy.
Yes, it was.
We got about 2 minutes left.
Yeah, this is the usually part where I would go, hey, Ray, what do we got going on next?
I have no
clue. Haven't noticed, I call during that segment, I usually call him Ray.
You do? I must admit, there's a very small list of people that do such things, because I know how he gets a little twitch whenever you say that.
So. I know he does.
But I do it too.
I do it because I want you to know that this guy is still with us in spirit all the time.
Thank you.
Because without this guy, there'd be no Motormouth.
Well, thank you. I do listen and I
some
do
of that goofy
it.
Crap that I say, I would never let it out of my mouth if this guy hadn't taught me that it's okay.
It's well, here's the, this is truly just last bit before we wrap this up. This is what I always felt about doing a radio show, doing a talk program, because you can listen to a talk program and it can mind numb you. I mean, mind numbs you in a very different way, but I always wanted the listener to go, what the heck did they say? Like, that's what I always wanted. I always wanted to listen and go, what was that? What was that?
Yeah, too bad there's no rewind button. Wait a minute, I got to catch that. You ever find yourself doing that on TV?
Yeah.
Did that guy just say that?
Just say that? What was that?
Did that guy just scratch what I just heard him scratch?
Well, now, it's true. Now you can. Unfortunately, I'm still old school. But
yeah, anyway. That's all right.
All righty, Joseph.
Chris, thank you so much for bailing my butt out, because I cannot slide the slidey things and spin the spinning things.
Well,
I'm not, and you just brightened up, I think, a lot of people's day by showing up.
Thank you,
my brother.
Thank you so much. And for Ray Guarino.
Yeah.
I'm Chris Switzer. This is Motormouth Radio. Kimmy's on the way, coming up.
Yeah,
Kimmy. Stick around for Thunder Road.
All right, guys.
Talk soon. Bye.
See ya. Bye.